Now, Iran is the current president of the non-aligned movement. Iran's envoy to the UN, Mohammad Khazai, has emphasized NAB's support for the Palestinian people at the UN General Assembly. Take a listen.
The non-aligned movement reaffirms its solidarity with the Palestinian people and support for the realization of their inalienable right to self-determination and freedom in their independent state of Palestine, with East Jerusalem as its capital, and a just solution to the question of Palestine in all its aspects. It is hoped that the current negotiation...
Khazai went on to speak about the dire situation Palestinians are in and the unjust Israeli policies being imposed on them. He mentioned Tel Aviv's occupation of Palestinian lands and the Israelis' aggression and violation of international law, including illegal settlement building. He also cited detaining children, arbitrary arrests, and the use of excessive force as other violations being committed by Israelis. The Iranian diplomat went on to reiterate the plan presented by President Hassan Rouhani at the 68th session of the UN General Assembly, which called for utmost efforts in order to materialize a world against violence and extremism.
Those developments proved the very timely act of the General Assembly in rejecting the violent extremism and promoting moderation and tolerance through the consensual adoption of the resolution entitled A World Against Violence and Violent Extremism at the last days of the year 2013, which was proposed based on the idea presented by the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran at the General Assembly.
Well, let's cross over to Chicago now. Joining us is radio host and political commentator Eli James via Skype, that is. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. James. Now, how significant do you think is it that when the president of the largest bloc of nations at the UN calls for support for Palestinians in the way that Ambassador Khazai did?
Well, I think there's growing sympathy for the Palestinian cause. Even here in America, there is actually tremendous support for the Palestinian cause. We know that internationally, the Zionists use all their influence, all the influence they have through their corporations, through the UN itself, and through politics and finance to influence governments and the UN against Iran and against any Arab/Muslim countries, etc. People in America are beginning to figure this out, and we don't trust the Zionists in any way, shape, or form.
Well, as this awareness spread is not just in America but across the world, do you think world bodies like the UN will be forced to give a more stronger response towards Israeli aggressions?
Well, I hope that they do. The UN has had a long history of resolutions against the Israelis for their terrorist acts, for their violent acts against Palestinians and others. But most of those resolutions are ignored by the Israelis, primarily because the U.S. and other, like Britain and other countries, very powerful countries, support the Israelis almost unconditionally. And this being the fact, it's very difficult for the UN to actually put any muscle behind any of its resolutions.
All right. Eli James, radio host and political commentator. They're joining us from Chicago. It was a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, sir.